This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, and here is Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
Thanks for joining us. A school in Rhode Island that was considered to be way out of the box by educators when it started perhaps could be the model for future education, for training workers. Our guest is Mr. Dennis Litke, co-director of the Metropolitan Regional Career and Technical Center, called the Met School by many. And Dennis is also the founder of the College Unbound program. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
In a nutshell, describe the school.
It's a high school that when a student comes in, they come from all over the state, we help them find their interest and passion. They go out immediately on job shadows. They may say, I like cars, I like sports, I like being a teacher. And they go out and they start exploring. And then they find an area that they love, and they do an internship in that area 2 days a week. And then the other 3 days when they're back at school, they do projects around something they love. So they are very engaged. They're not absent. They graduate because they're doing something they're passionate about.
But school consists of really no classes, no homework, not many tests. So how do you judge their advancement, their progress?
We judge their progress every day. We do it a couple ways. One, every student every 8 weeks has to stand up and talk for an hour about their work and show their work. You can't cheat. Your parents are there, your mentors there out in the job, your teachers are there, your fellow students are there. Two, we get their mentors out in the workplace to really evaluate them. Are they really doing the work? Are they coming on time? Do they persevere? Are they creative? All those things that businesses say they want, we get evaluated by real business people. So the test isn't a written test, but it's a stand-up-for-an-hour test. We care more about that they understand how to be a scientist, how to be a historian, rather than learning facts. You know, we've done that for going on our 21st year.
And this is starting in the ninth grade. So you have interns who are, what, 15 years old
That's
going
right.
out into businesses?
That's right.
And the businesses, how many businesses participate?
Well, we have 850 kids. Every kid's in an internship. I have a database of 4,000 businesses who have participated. So people said when we started, oh, you're not going to get businesses. We got a database of 4,000. Businesses are very open because it's kids that come in, want to learn, love what's going on in the business, and our teacher doesn't just leave them there. They go out and help the kid work there. So it's been great.
And you have two high met schools in the state, right? Providence and Newport, is that right?
We have a campus on Public Street of four small schools. We have one school in the West End, and we have one school down in Newport. And then the idea caught on. Bill Gates saw it, fell in love with it, because it was about real learning, engagement, engage your community businesses, and gave us my nonprofit money to spread it around the country. So we got 55 of them in this country. We have another about 70-some throughout India, Belize, Netherlands, Australia.
The latest school being built in Mumbai.
Yeah.
It looks like 8-story building.
I mean, yeah, 12-story. It's going to be
stories.
A K-12 school, not just a high school.
What's the makeup of the faculty at the Met School? Is it a traditional teacher training?
No, they're all certified teachers because you have to be. We are a public state school. Okay, so no one pays anything to come because we're run by the state. So teachers are all certified as high school teachers, but we look for more generalists. They get kids in the ninth grade, 16 kids, and they follow them for 4 years and help the kids move around. Here's how you get your math. Here's how you get this. All our seniors are taking college credits. Every year I have 4 or 5 kids that have an associate's degree when they graduate from high school.
Yeah, that was interesting to me is that, you know, these kids are, a lot of them are going on a lot more than sort of the average in Providence in the area, going to college or directly into the workplace or, you know, other certificate programs. I mean, I wouldn't say it's achievement-oriented, but it certainly turns out to be that.
No, absolutely. Well, when we started, we said everyone going to college when I started 21 years ago. And then the world started changing. Certificates became important. Not everyone needed to be in a 4-year college. Some of that money went down. So we make sure that everyone has a plan. They're not just, we're not done with them when they graduate. we're like, okay, this is just the beginning. What's your plan? We have a lot of kids that get a certified nursing certificate, so they have a job right when they get off. We're starting to work with CCRI around manufacturing. So we care that the kid is able to work or go to school around their interests.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Mr. Dennis Littke, co-director of the Met School, also the founder of College Unbound. That is a new program, right?
Yes, it is. It was approved 2 years ago in the state of Rhode Island as the 13th college in Rhode Island.
Have any companies come to you with an interest in developing retraining for their workforce?
Well, I've just been working with one company recently. What that company cared about was not only developing the skills they needed in the company, but to develop the broad skills that people need, the perseverance, the creativity, being part of a group. And that's one of the things we do well. So businesses are trying to get help for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the soft skills. We hear that a lot.
Yes.
from companies. They say, you know, some people might have the technical skills, especially in IT services, but phone manner, I mean, you know, just sort of how to interact with other people, a lot of folks just don't have that.
Yeah, a lot of our businesses are saying, we can train the people to do what we're doing. We need those, which were called soft skills, they become the hard skills.
When a student works with a company, what kind of work do they do?
That's a good question. We are not extra labor for a business. And so we make it clear that the kid needs to expand his or her horizon. So we set up what they do. So there's one nonprofit where the girl was writing grant proposals because they were so small, they didn't have anyone to do it. There was a restaurant that just kind of did their pricing randomly. And so the student who had the computer skills ended up setting up a spreadsheet, putting every ingredient in there, the costs. So when they got done with making something, they could press a button and say, this is how much it is. So in the cases where it's working, kids are doing real work. Okay, in a classroom, they're being a teacher assistant. Kids in the hospital are not doing operations. Everyone can be happy about that. But we have translators in the hospital. They're watching operations. So they're getting this incredible experience. And it's not to train them for that particular skill. It's to find what they love now. And they may change. This kid came to me and said, I've been wanting to be a teacher my whole life. And we put her out in the school. And 3 months later, she come back and said, I hate kids. Well, I'm glad you found it as a 15-year-old, not as a 25-year-old. And so then she said, you know, I'm interested in computers. So we move them around, and they feel when they graduate, they're clear what they want to do.
Okay, that's all the time we have for now. It's been an interesting talk with Met School co-director Dennis Littke, also founder of the College Unbound program. Thanks for coming in. That's a different take on education.
Sure is. Thank you both.
Thanks also to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
This is The Bottom Line. I'm Dave Fallon, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.